What's up, boys and girls? It is the Baseballer Show with Swing Pass, Stat Sheets, and the boys. We're bopping. Today we're talking Aaron Judge. Is he the greatest right-hand hitter ever? Is Kegs the real deal? And are wins an overrated pitching stat? Let the boys get rolling. Let's go.
I love it. Our first segment is brought to you by Triton. We're doing the Baseballer Blitz. When quality matters, champions choose Triton. Free designs, free sizing samples, and 24/7 online store access. All righty. So, got our first Blitz question for you, DR. Home run if you like it, strikeout if you don't. Will anyone bat above 400 again?
I think strikeout. I know this sounds like the year. Aaron Judge, he's batting 393. Could it be it? I don't know. This might not be something we ever see again. I hope we do. It'd be great for ball, but the pitchers are so damn good. I think it'd be tough to do it. You know, you got Jacob Wilson, Luis Arraez, Aaron Judge, but I think that's a strikeout. Is Denzel Clark the best defensive center fielder of all time?
I'm going to have to go with strikeout on that one, my boy. He's not even the best defensive player in baseball right now. My boy Slim Petey is the best defensive outfielder right now. He's only Denzel Clark 98% outs above average. He's not the best in the game right now. He's absolutely electric, but not the greatest of all time.
Did you see that play,
dude? Spider-Man.
And it's a tough argument. Yeah. You watch that, you think, okay, maybe he is.
He's got it in the tank. The potential's there. Fresh in the league, you know.
Yep. We got to see it, and I'll watch. Sue me. Yeah. I'll watch.
Yeah, we will watch the A's. We will. Next, we got, will Shohei Ohtani win MVP this year?
Strikeout. I think it was so hard already as a DH to win MVP. He did it last year in insane fashion. But I think, first, voter fatigue. They don't like going back to back unless you absolutely run away with it. There's a lot of good candidates this year. Obviously, we got MVP and we have Corbin Carroll. There's a lot of really good candidates out there this year. I think no, strikeout. Is Aaron Judge the greatest right-handed hitter of all time?
Home run. I'm going with home run.
The question is,
he's 33, so how long can he sustain this? But I can say that in his time playing, he is the most dominant hitter, right-handed hitter of all time.
That's insane.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, that dude's electric. He's 396 and he's 6'7 and he's hitting balls. He hits nuclear missiles all over the place.
Come on. He's a freak, man. He's a freak. I mean, 393. I mean, he's batting 390 right now. It's in June. I get you.
Yeah, dude. Last one for you. Are wins an overrated stat, DR?
Again, strikeout. I know that we've done a lot of strikeouts in this one, but that's a strikeout. I think that this has been such a hot topic for a while, but I especially since the DeGrom, when he went crazy. We'll talk about this a little later in the show, but I think it is very valuable, especially with the length of starters. Not many starters go very deep anymore. So if you're getting a lot of wins, it means you're going deep into games, which is a game changer. So I just think it's very valuable, but it's just not the most valuable, but it's not overrated. It's an important stat. Overrated stat. That's a strikeout. Now we're going over to what I love, guys. Last week we talked, who would you let date your daughter? We had some good answers. We had Dansby Swanson. I think we had Adley Rutschman in there. Some really good names, some really good players. Now, three players you would not let date your daughter. What do you think, Cenk?
This one might get a little spicy.
Your first list off is bat, wild, man. Your list is wild.
I got Aroldis Chapman. He was suspended for having some problems in his relationships at home. Pop, 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 pop. That's all I'm going to say about that one. Number two, Julio Urias. Same kind of thing, repeated. Offender, like, come on, dude, you're doing it to yourself at this point. Not a dude I'm letting date my daughter, even getting anywhere close. And the last one, this is the spiciest one for sure. I wonder what's going on with this one. I'm going to have to go with our boy. Not our boy.
Not our boy.
Wander.
Confirmed. Not our boy. Confirmed, not our boy.
Not
our boy. I want to be very clear, not our boy.
Yep. And, you know, I'm not even going to have to say a reason. I think that everybody should know why. Nobody should be wondering about this pick at all, I should say.
All right, my picks. I went a little bit more PG here, I think. I think a little bit more PG. We both looked at the assignment a little differently. I'm going to say that. We both looked at this in a couple different ways. Number one, I went Josh Naylor. I remember that three-run home run. I want to say it was three-run home run against the White Sox a couple years ago. Went absolutely bonkers afterwards. It was just screaming bloody murder after it. But on top of it, dude's got some beautiful eyes. Call me crazy. No homo. Beautiful eyes. My wife's a D-backs fan. I just can't trust the guy. Would not let him around my daughter. Number two, our boy, Slim Petey. ECA. Looks like Eminem. Needs to grow up a bit. I love his energy. He's such a great, exciting player, and he's just so energetic and out there. I want him on my favorite team. I don't want him dating my daughter. And lastly, this one kind of explains itself. Tommy Pham. Bro just scares me, man. He just scares me. He just strikes fear into me when I see him. And I'll tell you this, Cenk. I love fantasy football. Love it. Can't have him in my leagues. So that's just not my guy. Now, moving on. We have the Dabble Deep Dive. We're going to talk, guys, a little bit on All Rise, Aaron Judge. But first, with Dabble, get $25 of free play on Dabble. Make sure you're flexing on your boys after a couple wins. Get some wins, get them in the books on the Dabble slips. And after you win, you can be like, hey, why I know this is because I listen to the Baseballer Show. So our first segment, Aaron Judge, we asked earlier in the Baseballer Blitz, is he the greatest right-handed hitter of all time? And Cenk, you said home run.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit, dude. What do you think?
Listen, dude, he is having the most dominant performance I've ever seen. And I know I'm 27 years old. I haven't seen it all, but the stat sheets are there and there's video that can go back far enough to show us that this dude is the real deal. He strikes fear into every pitcher that toes the rubber. But in that conversation, you got to bring up guys like Hank Aaron, Manny Ramirez, Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols were the best first 10 years in baseball. Manny Ramirez, absolutely electric. Okay. That if you go back and look at Manny Ramirez's stat line, it looks like he's playing MLB The Show. It's ridiculous. The amount of one dot seasons. Same here for Aaron Judge. I think he's he's on a consecutive, was it five or
four.
Six, one, four?
Four consecutive one-dot
seasons. Look who he's on right now. He's about to have another one. You know what I mean? Like,
gosh,
and it's not even gonna be close. It's almost guaranteed at this point. So, what I have to say about Aaron Judge is he is the most dominant right-handed hitter of all time. And in my mind, it's no question.
That's crazy, man. I mean, it's so early in his career. I mean, he is getting up there in age. I mean, he's in his 33-year-old season right now. Yeah. But if you're comparing some hitters, again, you said some great names, Manny Ramirez being a great one. I think that's if I'm looking at all the numbers of all the players, he's one that sticks out pretty high. I'm going to name some seasons. I'm just going to go in a line here from 99 all the way until 2004. That was six consecutive seasons of over a 1. OPS. Listen to this. 1.105, 1.154, 1.014, 1.097, 1.014, and 1.009. That's insane. That's six consecutive. Okay, then you look at what Aaron Judge is doing. It's actually a little bit more impressive because those OPS pluses that he was having. So Manny, the highest OPS plus that he had. So OPS plus is a compared to the competition. So compared to everyone else. And obviously when he was doing this, 99 to 2004, what was going on during that, Cenk? They had them Profar packs. They had that Profar pack on their arm. They had the special cream from Mr.
Smoked on that Conseco.
Conseco pack. Had that Conseco pack. Maybe we had the Profar pack now. We had the Conseco pack back then. So how he compared up amongst his peers, the highest OPS plus he had was 186. Amazing. That's 86% better than the average player. You want to hear what Mr. Aaron Judge has been doing? Last 4 years, OPS pluses of 210, 175, 223, and this year, 250 right now. That means he's 150% better than the next highest player in baseball.
Those
are some just disgusting stats. And if you're comparing him to some other players, let's just like put it against Willie Mays, for example. Willie Mays viewed as, if not the greatest player of all time, one of the best, if not the greatest player of all times. I think we could talk on Barry Bonds, yada, yada. The highest OPS plus he ever put in a season was 185. I mean, Aaron Judge just last year had 40% better than that. alone. So, and again, we're not talking players, we're talking hitters. I want to be very clear, because when you're talking Willie Mays, you're thinking basket catch, you're thinking, I just want to be super clear on that, that this is the best right-handed hitter. And the other name that comes to mind, the machine, Albert Pujols. Let's compare that. The machine. Again, his highest OPS plus ever, 192. So again, even last year, we're talking 223, and we're on pace for a 250, or not on pace, but he is 250 to OPS plus. Right now, we're seeing some of the best right-handed hitting seasons the baseball history has ever seen. Turn it on. Watch it. Pick him on your dabble slips. He is that guy right now.
Yeah, yeah. And just going back to our blitz segment, for every reason you just named is exactly why I said home run. And I was wrong. I shouldn't have said home run. I should have said grand fucking slam.
I agree.
Grand fucking slam. The only thing that our boy Manny Ramirez has on Aaron Judge is he does not compare when it comes to the pimp jobs.
Dude, okay. The two-hand.
Taking the gloves off.
Oh, taking the gloves.
Come on.
Bro, the theatrics of Manny. Yeah.
When Manny jogs to first base after hitting a home run, you see footprints, and then you see these two big lines of his just sack just dragging to first base and all across. Like it's different, bro. It just hits different.
No, I get you, bro. I get you. No, it's and honestly, until you start looking at the stats, I think you just kind of take it for granted. Like, you're like, yep, Aaron Judge is good. What's new? Dude, like, he is putting up some disgusting seasons. We were looking at earlier what he's slugging against fastballs. He's slugging over 900.
Yeah.
What you're saying, 300 points higher than anyone else in baseball?
Yeah, because they were talking about Cal Raleigh. I think it was ESPN or one of the baseball shows. And slugging percentage against fastballs, nobody was even close to Aaron Judge. The second closest guy, it was like literally no competition, dude.
Yeah.
He's actually playing a different game than everybody else.
I agree, man. I agree. It's actually insane. Insane to watch. Turn it on.
Quick question, dude. Really quick question. Do you think, so Aaron Judge is a guy who goes backside a lot. He lives in the opposite field.
Yep.
Do you think that we're still having this conversation if he wasn't a New York Yankee with a short porch over there?
I think it's a similar conversation. I think it's a short porch and he's getting a lot of home runs from that, but I think he has the type of power that there are cheapies, but there's not a lot of cheapies. I would really like to look deeper into that. I wish I was more prepared for this question, honestly, but like if I'm just on the outside looking in, what he's able to accomplish, I would have him being able to accomplish that in a lot of stadiums.
Yeah.
Cause he goes backside a lot, man, but he's going right center. He's going dead center. He doesn't pull a ton. I know we were talking that earlier, but like, I think, would it be the exact same numbers? Probably not. But again, like I said, 40% higher than Willie Mays. I don't think that's a Yankee Stadium effect.
No,
I think that's the Aaron Judge effect.
Yeah, that's a fucking baseball player right there.
That's a dog. All right, guys, we're going to break it down with the fast stats breakdown. Guys, this is perfect for people who want to brag to their friends. What's going on? I know ball. That's what you want to tell your boys. I know you want to tell them, I know ball. Let me hit you. I'm going to give you the league leaders, the MLB leaders in all of these stats. So first, batting average.
Guess who, Jenk? Tell me.
Aaron Judge. 396 right now. I think I said 393 earlier. I was wrong. 396. Prove me wrong. Bad 400, dude. Home runs. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper with 26 jacks. Switch hitting catcher. Insane. RBIs. Pete Alonso with 61 of those things. 61, if you don't understand me. Hits. All rise again. 95 hits. He's going to have 100 hits. It's June 10th, boys. This is insane. Stolen bases. O'Neal Cruz back-to-back weeks with the stolen base lead at 23. Now let's go on to pitching. Right now we are at a four-way tie with pitcher wins. Carlos Rodon, Max Fried, Hunter Brown, and a person we'll mention soon, Robbie Ray. Ray Day. ERA, still Chris Bubich, 1.43. Had a good segment on him last time. Watch it. Listen to it. Love it. Saves, Robert Suarez with 21. Strikeouts, Garrett Crochet has 110 punchies. And quality starts, old Paul Skeens in Pittsburgh. We talked a little bit last time if they should trade him. I don't think so. He's a dog. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He is league leader, MLB leader in quality starts. So like I said, guys, I'm going to talk about one of those boys there. There's a lot of names on there that you're like, well, yeah, Aaron Judge, dog. Okay, Cal Raleigh hits a bunch of home runs, RBIs, Pete Alonso. Okay, Drew, tell me something new. I'll tell you something new. I'll tell you something new, buddy. Robbie Ray. What? Ray Day? Every day? That's what I think. Right now, it sounds like it's every day in San Fran. That guy's getting a win. He is 8-1 right now. An 8-1 record. And I know we're talking overrated, yada, yada, yada. No, what isn't overrated? Having a 2.44 ERA. Having a 2.3 WAR. Again, on June 10th. So what's different? What's happening? First of all, he's healthy. He's pitched 33 innings combined in the last two seasons before this one. So health is different. But let me tell you a little bit more of the deeper dive of what's going on. So again, in 2021, his Cy Young, mind you, season in Toronto, he threw a four-seam, slider, curve, and change. And then in 2022, he wanted to get a little bit better. He's like, hey, coach, I got more in me. I want to switch it up a little bit. And he developed a sinker, okay? Still very effective. He was a very good pitcher on that year. He had a 3.71 ERA that year in 2022. Injuries happen, but even with those injuries happening, he was kind of switching up his repertoire. He switched again from that sinker to now in 2023, he just banged out the curveball and change, just left it be. 2024, no change again. And now this year, he's going old fashioned, going back to his 2021 season where he had, again, the four seam slider, change, and curve. And it's making all of the difference. It's helped his fastball become super effective. Right now, he's getting people out at a high clip. He's being super effective. If you look at his Baseball Savant page, it is red all up and down. He's back. It is Ray Day. I don't know what's actually going on, but that dude is balling. I think that same repertoire, he's going back to his old roots, what was helping him the most, and he's being super effective in San Fran. I'd keep an eye out on him. He's not a guy that you typically be like, oh, Robbie Ray? Yeah, I remember when he used to be great. He's pretty great right now, Cenk.
Yeah, he is. I want to add this in, man, and this is we're going to throw in a little blitz question here for you right now.
Oh, hit me.
All right. Robbie Ray's pants. Tightest pants in the game. Home run or strikeout.
I'm a fan of the tight pants. Call me crazy. But here's the thing. That might be wild, bro. My wife's in the other room. She's hearing me say some wild shit right now. So why do you hit me with these random questions, bro? You hit me with these random questions, and this is the answers you're going to get. But I'll just say this. Would you rather have baggy-ass pants or tight pants? Give me tight pants.
Listen, brother, I'm going tight pants all day. Like, everybody knows if you're in high school, if you got a little something to show, girls up in the stands, you put on the tight pants and you walk around, and you know, the next day at school, you might get some numbers. You never know.
Hey, and I'll tell you this, that's why Drew wore baggy pants for a lot of time.
Fuck yeah, I love it. This is why I hit you with the random questions, dude. You're prepared, baby.
Dude, get out of here. Give us your hot take, bro.
Jinx hot take. Hope you guys are ready for this one because the stat lines don't show it, but I'm going to break down exactly why Jack Caglione is a future generational hitter, even though the stat line has not exploded yet. All right, first off the bat, contact quality is elite. 92.9 miles per hour on the average exit velocity. Dude has insane power. 110 exit velos to the opposite field. He's been up to 120 miles per hour in the minor leagues. The hardest baseball he's hit so far right now is 113. His hard hit rate is 87%. That is like Judge level stuff. It really is. And he has Judge level power too. Like, this is a legit guy. He's 6'4". He's 250. He's really a baby. He was in college last year. You guys got to take that kind of stuff into consideration. In my opinion, 6'4", 250, or 6'5", I think it is. He has one of the best bodies with one of the best swings I've ever seen.
Pause.
Hey, yo, pause.
Does he wear tight pants? All right.
But yeah, man. The swing is elite. Power generation is elite. Only thing that he's got to change is hitting the ball on the ground a lot. With the guys on the infield today, you got to get the ball up in the air a bit more, especially with the guys hitting the ball that hard. He's a little too steep right now. The body organizes excellently, but if he can get up and through it a little bit more, that is your future generational hitter. The plate discipline, he was chasing way too much. It's up to like 35, 39%. It's well above league average, but he's in college last year, guys. He's in college last year. He's not used to seeing this big league elite spin, okay? And all that is with a guy like this, he's going to get plenty of opportunities. He will figure it out. And
22, Jank.
Brother.
It's 22.
That's insane. That's insane, bro. He is he's a baby out there, man. He really is. But one thing I love about him, and I say this every time when I see it from a guy, his composure is excellent. 22 years old, and he's doing the things that he is, and he's handling himself out on the field like that. Like that, those are the kind of things that shows me he's going to be a hitter who's going to mature faster than most, and with his tool set, future generational hitter. One thing I do want to say about Caglione, you got Aaron Judge level power. You're going to, I believe you will have Juan Soto like plate discipline. In the we got, what's this dude's name? Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah, forgot his name.
Yeah, forgot his name. Yeah, he just hits baseballs off the ground, right? But you put all those things together, and what are we talking about, dude? We're talking about a guy who will strike fear into every pitcher who toes the rubber. He's going to be the next Aaron Judge from the left side, man. I believe it.
Man, that's strong words. I mean, obviously, he'd shown it at Florida. I mean, 35 backs as a senior. Is that a lot? Yeah, I think that'll work.
500-foot bombs.
Bro, you want to know what he slugged at Florida? 875 his senior year. That's pretty good. There's some good tools there. There's reasons he got drafted 6th overall.
Yeah. And
obviously just shot up on through the minor leagues. I'll be interested to see. Like you said, he's got the body.
Yep.
He's got it.
Pause.
He's got it. He's got it. He's got it. Got it. I got to do research on the tight pants for research. For research, Cenk. I got to do some research on the tight pants.
Yeah. I will say this about Cags. I would love, whenever teams are getting blown out or something like that, they always throw a position player on the bump. I'd love him to hop on the bump again. 99 mile per hour fastballs in college, dude. He had elite stuff. I mean, dude, he could be an Ohtani. If this guy wasn't born in the States, I believe, if he had the same kind of path like an Ohtani, he is a legitimate two-way player at the MLB level.
And that brings up a terrific question I would love to dive into, but I think we'll dive into it next time, because, man, that is a topic right there. Because I think that's such an interesting thing you're telling me about. Because again, I don't know if the Ohtani will really ever happen again, because just like you're saying, being in the States versus Japan, where it's, you know, he had built into a tenured player like that, where it's when most people go through the minor league systems, pick a route. We are going to tell you which one you're doing. That's what you're doing. And that's kind of where it goes. But that's where I'm going to leave it, guys, because otherwise we will yap until you can't handle it. But guys, that's your baseballer show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Message us some ideas. Is there anything else you want to hear? Tight pants, loose pants? What do you want us to talk about? All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.